From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins.
And my name is Nigel Payne.
This week, Nigel, I can hear, or I did hear, a few voices of children in the background. It's the school holidays. You might hear some at this end as well, but we're gonna carry on. We're
professionals, Martin.
We are.
We keep going, whatever.
And context is everything, as we well know. So this week, you are coming in with a sort of end of year, beginning of the new year kind of topic of conversation, which is four ideas for personal development for the year ahead. So, Nigel, you're the man with the know-how. What are those four ideas? What can we do to develop ourselves?
Well, just let me give some context to that, because originally we were going to do our normal what's going to happen in 2017. And we reflected, didn't we, that that's what everybody does. So we're going to do something slightly different. And people in learning and development tend to ignore their own personal development. I think that's maybe a cliche, but it's also true. And I meet lots and lots of leaders, and I talk about their own personal development, and there's a stunned silence. So this is four really simple ideas to get you moving in your own personal development. So let's go for it, shall we?
Yep, come on then.
First one, my 1% theory. Do not try to change your whole life around starting on January the 1st, because by January the 4th or 5th, end of story. So don't be too ambitious. Make just a 1% change in your life. I think that's really important. And let that 1% change get embedded. And you'll find the 1% leads to more 1%. So make small changes, not huge, huge changes. I said this to a group recently, and one of them was an engineer. And he said, I'm an engineer. I have to know 1% of what, and 1% from what, and 1% to what, before I can understand 1%. So that kind of threw me a bit. So let's just say small change, round about 1% of something to something from something. Let's generalize it. So that's my first point. The second one is that, you know, I was in Antarctica, and I'm not suggesting you all go to Antarctica, however wonderful that would be. But the point is that what I observed was this intense learning that took place when people were outside their comfort zone. So put yourself in a bit of discomfort and see how you can learn from that experience. So that can be take on a challenge at work that you're not sure you can complete, get involved in something you really don't know the answers to, or maybe do something like Richard Collatter, my friend who used to be the head of educational technology for the Obama government and now works as head of innovation in Rhode Island. Richard always goes to at least one conference a year in a subject area he knows nothing about, just to experience a completely different environment and be not the big superstar on the stage, but a humble suppliant in the back row, trying to work out what's going on, what engages people, what motivates them, what's good, what's not good. And that's a really interesting concept. You know, just spend a day of your time somewhere where you wouldn't normally spend your time. Third idea is my Zygotsky's zone of proximal development. It sounds so highfalutin and complicated, but it's really the most simple concept. And what Zygotsky is, his contribution to learning theory was that you actually learn most from the people around you. If those people are just a little bit ahead of you or just a little bit behind you, you're terrified if people are so far ahead of you, you don't know what the hell's going on, and you're bored if everyone around you knows half of what you do. But if you pick the right group, that is an intense learning experience. So don't try and do this on your own. Find some people who can work with you and make sure those people share issues and problems and kind of work on stuff. So get two or three people and agree a little development strategy. And my fourth one is a very simple model that I use. And that is, you know, do not try to spend your whole year being a massive success, because that's almost impossible to do. Don't spend your year finding trivial stuff that is exciting and stimulating, but has no long-term strategy. Try to spend a bit of your time having in a succeeding mode, sometimes in a stimulating mode just for short-term gratification, sometimes grit your teeth and go into survival mode, but always avoid sacrifice. So don't burn your bridges at both ends. Don't take on more than everyone else. Don't get ill through stress and overwork. Spend some time on yourself. And that takes you into the kind of middle of those four boxes, which is what I call sustaining mode. Sustain yourself. And you sustain yourself by having new ideas, meeting new people, trying new things. So they're my four challenges for the year. My 1% small change, my get into your comfort zone, find some people around you and do this as a group, and sustain your work and your intensity at work by challenging, by growing, by trying new things. There we go, Martin. How's that?
I really like that. Do you know what? While you were speaking, I thought of something myself, actually, which is, under the guise of a podcast, which this is, you know, just having these conversations, I find really enriching, and hearing what you have to think about the topics we choose to talk about. And I think there's something in that as well. It's kind of, you know, the idea that you could find those people, maybe they're in that zone of proximal development, you know. But that idea of just having, conversation. So you could just talk things through, you know, because I think that within all of that, I love those four elements. But increasingly, I think this idea of reflection and what that looks like becomes really important, that space to, and that can be a solo endeavor, that reflection, but it can also be a social endeavor and a conversational one. So I really love those four ideas, and I'm going to try my level best to do them next year. You got me thinking, actually, how I might do some of those, because I don't do them. So that's brilliant. Good. So let's leave it there. Shall we wish our listeners happy holidays?
Definitely. I think we should really do that. Not only a happy holiday, but an absolutely splendid 2017, which I hope turns out better globally and maybe personally than 2016 did.
Yes to that. And thank you all for listening this year. And we'll be back with lots of more interesting things to talk about next year. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. From scratch.